The Chad Olson Show. This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS. Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olson Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsonShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsonShow.com. Log on now. The Chad Olson Show.
He was pointing his gun at the gallery, and I looked at my attorney.
This is your gun, right?
That's my rifle.
Yeah, that is yours, right.
That we're having destroyed right now. We don't want anything to do with that.
Oh, wow. The Chad Olson Show.
Well, it's a regrettable moment in the movement, but it has to be talked about, needs to be said. Kyle Rittenhouse doing some self-inflicted damage yesterday, and I'm just going to call this for what it is, because, and it's understandable given the amount of pressure that he's been under by cancel culture, by the SJWs, and that young man has been into the very heart of the crucible of this societal moment, as they do everything they possibly can, just like they did on the streets of Kenosha, to bash in his brains and to stick a loaded Glock in his face in the hands of a prohibited ownership person, by the way, in Gage Greisskreutz, who had his bicep famously vaporized. It's understandable why Kyle Rittenhouse would cave in this moment, but you heard him right there say on Charlie Kirk's podcast that he is in the process, or they're planning on destroying his AR-15 after everything that happened. I was taken aback when I heard this, and I'll just pass this to you, Bradley Dean. I think that this is a real mistake and a misstep on the part of Kyle, not just from, you know, an apologetic standpoint, but from possibly a legal standpoint too. This could be construed as an apology or looked at as a signatory of regret that could be used to take some of the fangs out of his clear-cut defamation lawsuits against the Mockingbird mainstream press.
That's exactly what it is. To me, when I hear that kind of stuff, I'm thinking to myself, what did you take a stand for? I mean, if you weren't armed during that particular time, where would you be today?
Absolutely right.
And I think enough is said at that point.
That's a surrender.
Exactly.
I feel badly for him, because as it's easy to empathetically put ourselves in that position. At the age of 17, to bear up under that kind of pressure, as much as we would want him to be the battering ram and the figurehead of being able to punch back. As I told you off air, if that were my rifle, it would be 24 gold plated, and it would be hanging on my wall in the studio of my home, if not even more prominently than that. Maybe in the entryway. We'll put it upstairs in the grand entryway to the Casa Chad Olson. We'd be displaying that proudly as a symbol of victory over the woke mob on the streets of Kenosha. Some of the first shots fired in what could potentially be an all-out kinetic struggle for control of this nation. If there's, I've said before, political solutions are over in the United States. You know what options that leaves, and it's a sad thing to confront that reality, but we can't shirk from it, and we can't pretend that night is day simply to make ourselves feel better. We'll continue this conversation. Bradley Dean is our guest, radio host, out of the great state of Minnesota, and a patriot who's going coast to coast, spreading this message of, I see him as a modern-day Paul Revere, and we'll get more of his words and wisdom as we come back. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.